You're listening to a Mark and Russia quick grammar tip, broadcast from Chelyabinsk, Russia. Kick back and learn a bit.
In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Mark and Russia Podcast Network, episode number 38. And I'm your host, Mark. This episode is part of my series of shorts, and by this I mean approximately 5-minute long podcasts, which are aimed at explaining a quick grammar tip. You should go to the website, markinrussia.com, and look at the show notes and vocabulary. You'll get more out of the lesson if you're able to follow it in writing. Today's grammar tip concerns the use of etc., what it means, how to remember when to use it, and also what punctuation to use with it. The Latin term et cetera, or et cetera, has been adopted into the English language. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines et cetera as, and others, especially of the same kind. I kind of like Oxford's English dictionary a little bit better. It defines it the following way. Used at the end of a list to indicate the further similar items are included. For example, we're trying to resolve problems of obtaining furnishings, books, etc. Now, second definition would be indicating that a list is too tedious or cliched to give in full. For example, we've all got to work hard, pull our weight, etc., etc. Now, in American English, a very informal way to say this might be, we've all got to work hard, pull our weight, blah, blah, blah. Or, we've all got to work hard, pull our weight, yada, yada, yada. But I think when you're writing or speaking a little bit more formally, etc. is a better way of doing it. Etc., like many of the other words I've discussed so far, is a Latin word. The part of the word et means and then cetera means the rest. So in English, it would mean and the rest. If you wish to avoid the use of etc., you can say and so on or and so forth. In Russian, the equivalent would be и так далее. Now, for the correct pronunciation when you use etc., it can be spelled 3 different ways. For example, E-T-C-E-T-E-R-A or E-T space C-E-T-E-R-A. And the most common way is the abbreviation E-T-C period. When we write, we typically use the etc. abbreviation. Now, there should be a comma before the word. Then the word is spelt E-T-C period, with all lowercase letters, no italics, and also only one period if the word is the last word in a sentence. Some situations where you should not use etc. include the following. When you are listing people, or following the word and. Do not use in a list that begins with such as, or for example. Remember, in these situations, we use IE or EG. Do not use etc. behind a completed list. Do not use it behind a list that is not clear as to what else may be included. Well, this was by no means a complete study of the subject, merely a quick tip, as the title states. You're welcome to check out the other podcasts at www.markinrussia.com. Thanks for listening to my quick tip, and I hope that you come back next week to listen to the next one. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Mark and Russia Quick Grammar Tips. Mark and Russia, trying to help Russian learners of English one quick tip at a time.